Hey guys, it's Barry. It's been requested of me to do another long kind of ramble where I'm just talking, and so I thought I would do that, and more specifically, like, my past with graphic design and how that kind of ended up tying in with, like, audio stuff that I started doing. So I'm gonna ramble about that for as long as I can. I'm gonna be working on stuff while I talk, so maybe you can work on stuff with me too. So I've been doing graphic design work since 2015, when I took a high school class on it, and instantly, like, kind of fell in love with it. It kind of helped that my teacher was pretty hot, not gonna lie. It wasn't just, like, because of that. Like, I ended up, like, staying after school to work on stuff and just doing stuff for fun, and I ended up actually, like, starting my own shirt company in high school, which is now closed, because I got really busy later in the years of, like, high school and stuff like that. If I'm being honest, at the time, like, I never knew graphic design was, like, a field you could go into, if that makes any sense. Like, up until that point, I was gonna go to school for culinary school. I always knew it was going to be, like, a creative field, but I thought it was going to be culinary school, specifically patisserie, because I love baking. But then, as I sort of kept taking graphic design classes, I only took two in high school, I think, graphic design 1 and graphic design 2. My thoughts on it sort of, like, grew and expanded.
If you know anything about me, I have a praise kink.
I'm saying that, but leading into this was not sexual at all, but my teacher would, compliment my work, so we had to do a logo design project, and he, like, put mine up on the wall and was like, this is what a logo design should look like, and stuff like that. And then later, that same thing happened with the principles of design project that we had in later in the year, which was, I'm so sorry if you can hear my phone buzzing, but it was like that, and so that's when it started to kind of set in, like, oh, this is something I could do for, like, my career. And so I started, like, researching colleges that had graphic design programs and, like, went on a few tours to different colleges and stuff like that. Like, okay, backtracking, but that business that I owned was based around K-pop merchandise, so unofficial merch that I designed. And so I would make stuff and sell it through an online store, or I would travel to different concerts and sell it there. And that was so much fun. Like, I hope to once again own, like, my own small business, and I'm sort of looking into expanding into that now. As I'm in my last semester of college. So then towards the end of high school, I actually got, the graphic design scholarship from my school. And that was, like, so crazy to me, because I have severe imposter syndrome, but I'm also, like, very happy with my stuff, if that makes any sense. I don't know. I know I can improve, and I'm working on that, but, anyways, so I was like, there's way better artists than me at my school at the time, but my teacher, who I'd looked up to, picked me, you know, and he, like, gave me this book and, like, wrote a message to me and gave me a Moleskin sketchbook, which is so expensive, but so nice, and I remember, like, standing up at the front of the scholarship, like, award ceremony and, like, trying not to cry, because I'm like, oh my god, like, this
is what I want to do. And it's just like, I fell in love before this. Sorry, I have ADD, so I go back and forth, but I fell in love with this idea of creating like four people, and especially when I was doing K-pop stuff and everything like that. So anyways, fast forward to 3.5 years later. Now I'm in my last semester of college for graphic design. But how did that like tie into audios and stuff like that? So I found audios back in October of 2020, through a TikTok, which is bad, but that's where I found it. I found it through just searching like boyfriend audio stuff, and I found Oral Essence and got really into his stuff. And I remember seeing everybody talk about Professor Cal when they talked about Oral Essence, but now they're both like whatever. So I started listening to Professor Cal stuff, and this was solely on YouTube, so I didn't know about the Reddit community at all at this point. Until I saw TikTok where it was someone putting up the profiles of different audio creators, and one of those people were Mr. Deadly Lucky 7. I doubt he'll listen to this. if you do, hello. but I found his stuff, and so I started looking at his profile and his content, and I think I listened to a few Ramble Faps. I think I listened to a toy review and then like the edging 14 times audio, and I was like, oh shit, like this kind of slaps, you know? Like this kind of hits. And at that same time, I think it was literally the same day I found him, or maybe like the day after, but I think it was the same day, he had posted that his Patreon had launched. And I had used Patreon before for audio content, for Cardlin on YouTube back in 2018. So, that was like my first ever experience with Not Safe for Work audios, but it was different, you know? And so I signed up for Deadly's Patreon, and when I signed up, it was like Patreon 1, and I was like, fuck, I'm the only person so far, because it was like the same day that it launched, I'm pretty sure, and I was like, oh my god. And so like he like DM'd me on Patreon, and he was like, I'm so sorry, I didn't expect anyone to sign up so soon. And I was like, no, don't worry about it, because like I'm pretty laid back and shit like that. Like, I wasn't worried about it, you know? I was like, whatever. And this is so, like, a tangent on this, but I like thinking about it, because then every time he posted something, I was like, I gotta comment. Like, I'm the only patron. Like, I gotta be supportive. And I don't remember timelines too well with this, but so, yeah, so I joined in October, and then a week later or something, October 12th, he launched his Discord, which I joined and got to talking to him and some really other cool people like Frankie, Kiss Kiss Kill Me Now, who makes amazing audios, and I definitely recommend both these people. But if you're listening to this, maybe you only listen to female voices, so I'd recommend Frankie, but if you like male voices too, definitely Deadly. But anyways, at this time, Deadly was working on his Halloween series, so Circus of Sin, and the way he would talk about things so passionately, like, related to this project, and, like, how hard he would work on it and talk about it in this Discord server just really inspired me. Like, I love hearing people talk about things that they're passionate about, and then I'm like, I get passionate about it, or, like, inspired, I guess. And so, I was like, let me, like, make, a poster for it, for the Circus of Sin. And so I did this one, which is on my site still, I think. But so it was referencing, I think, part two of Circus of Sin, and this outfit that the listener is wearing. It's like a red bodice and a mini skirt. And there is the ringmaster, which is in it, and then there is like a key part in the audio series. It's a 7-part series. I'll be honest, I haven't listened to it in a minute. But so I made that for it, and I was really happy with it came out because it was the first time in a long time that I had created something solely for fun, you know? I had gotten into the habit of only creating for school and not much else. And so it was like, not to be dramatic, but I guess like a breath of fresh air, you know? And Deadly like loved it. And like I said, I love compliments. It just makes me think I'm doing a good job, you know? That's what they're for. And then, so I made that poster, but I knew it wasn't the best I could do, you know? And then at the same time, Deadly in his r/Circus of Sin subreddit made like, it wasn't a contest, I don't think. It was just asking for art. And so at the same time, he had released part 3 of the series called The Wolfman, and in the server it became like a thing that he was my man, you know, my man. His name is Siggy or Sigmund. Beautiful Irish accent. And okay, I'm not gonna get into the tangent of why I love that character in that audio. But so it was kind of like an ongoing bit. I mean, I love that character, don't get me wrong, but I exaggerated, like, I just went into it, I guess, of the bit in this Discord server. But anyways, I was like, let me create this character, right, that Deadly describes in his audio. And so I did that. And it came out freaking sick, if I'm being honest. But, so I did that, and then I posted it on his subreddit, and I didn't think much of it. I was like, out in the world, there you go. And so then from there, I was chilling in... No, I wasn't even in the server. Well, like, in a chat at that time. But I got pinged, and they were like, get your ass in here. And it was Deadly and like Pure Rosemary, and they're like, this is so good, and like stuff like that. And I guess these moments I remember because they meant a lot to me at the time. They still do, because it sort of built up to me believing like I can do this, you know? But so from there I did the Lion Tamer picture 2, and 4 more Siggy arts. Maybe it was more than a bit. But it's just so fun, and it was like, I'm doing this for more than, and then from there, one of like, I guess the key moments from this whole plot line was user lustful_crunch. He was in the server, was in Deadly's server, and had commissioned me to make some poll stuff for his Patreon. And it was like, I don't know, I guess I had put this in my head so much because it was the first person, not the first person, I don't know, but I guess the first person since I started doing this in the community to hire me, because the stuff for Deadly was just for fun. And so I was like, oh, it's like someone else believes in me, you know? it meant a lot to me. And then I helped him with the Among Us project. Like, I did the graphics for that because he was messing about and the files were low quality. But that's like the quickest way for me to be like, I'll help you, is if you talk passionately about a project to me. I'm like, well, what can I do to help make this a reality for you, you know? But that moment with Crunchy was like very changing in my mind, where it went from being like, this is something that I do, to like, this is something that I do and I can get somewhere with it. You know? And so then from there, like, I did like a sale, and so that sort of helped a lot to sort of spread my work more and like my name. And so the Lady Lair commissioned me, and she's so sweet, and she's always been so supportive no matter what. Because at this time I still had not done audios. I was just doing like graphic design stuff. And so from there I was just doing things. I don't know. That's the best way I can describe it. And so then doing like one-off graphic design stuff, and everything like that, and expanding more in my professional IRL career. So IRL, lately I've been doing a lot of work with Black organizations. It's a thing that's very important to me, and so I do a lot of work with them and like Black motherhood, but anything like that, or merchandise design, promotional stuff, packaging design, stuff for websites. Like, with graphic design, you kind of have to learn a bit of everything. And it kind of sucks, but it's fun. It's fun to learn, and fun to know, and fun to play with. And so, like, here I am in my last semester, and I've never felt, like, more inspired to create my own personal work, but also so little time to do it. Because also recently, if y'all are familiar, you probably are, with Somewhat Immoral. He and Dudley and Crunchy, who I mentioned before, they released a Demon Boys collab audio. But Moral had come to me and was like, can I commission you? Here's my idea. And I was like, hell yes, because Moral is one of like the sweetest people I've ever met, and he's just so genuine and like so pure. Not pure, but you know what I mean? And he just talked so excitedly and everything, and I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And so made that, which you might have seen on my page, just Twitter or anywhere else. For the three Demon Boys, and it came out really cool, if I'm being honest. They're pretty hot. And so that, like, art and audio blew up, and Moral's so freaking nice and, like, tagged all of my stuff and even my website and everything like that. And then from there, like, Rum and Coke, I think I did like one-off things too, but Rum and Coke was like, can you do a Twitter banner for me? And I was like, I've never done it before, but yes. And I was excited, but he was the first person to use my website to like message me. And I remember messaging my friends like, oh my god, someone just like used my design website to hire me. It was just like a very exciting feeling.
And so that was, like, so cool and just, like, another moment where I'm like, I can do this. And it feels different than me getting hired to do my stuff professionally, because one of my goals that I know I'm going to end up doing is to, like, have my own small business type thing, because most graphic designers are going to end up working for a company, which is fine, you know? But I want to do my own stuff, and it's such a different feeling being able to create things for people and bring what they want to see to life. It's so a different, like, it's just so cool. And especially when it's, like, tangible things, like, things you can hold, like, if it's a packaging or, like, a poster or a book or something like that. Like, designing that kind of stuff, I freaking love. I guess digital stuff is fun, but it's just a different experience, especially, like, picking out the paper. And, like, I'm gonna be honest, I miss using an X-Acto knife to, like, flesh mount stuff or cut out prints for school. Because now, because of Corona, everything else is just online. I have poster board and stuff, so I might just flesh mount my own thing. Oh, should I do it for the Demon Boys thing? But anyways, so then I got the same time as, Rum and Coke's banner, I got, hired to do a different one, and then I closed commissions, and, because it was also another project, to do stuff like that. And so I did those, and then I opened them again recently, and the spots filled up pretty quick for what I want to take on at one point, because I'm very busy, unfortunately. But I just love doing it, especially for this community that I've sort of, like, kind of fell into, but I'm having a great time, especially since I started doing audios almost 60 days ago, or it's been 60 days, and it's been very weird and very fun. I think I still definitely prefer the graphic design aspect of it because that is my passion, but audios are definitely, like, a hobby that I've definitely taken a liking to, because I've always been kind of not safe for work in my brain, I guess, and this gives me an outlet to use it creatively, that doesn't hold as much pressure to me as stuff with, like, graphic design or things like that. Like, it's just something for fun, and it has a fun community that goes along with it. And so I have a list of things I want to design for fun, and a list of commissions I have to do, coming up that I can't wait to do. I think I'll make another audio talking, like, more in-depth about my favorite stuff about design, and, like, my favorite artists. I recorded that once before, but it didn't have my mic plugged in. Like, it just used my laptop audio, and so the quality was garbage. But I really like talking about design, and things like that. So I hope you enjoyed this of me just talking. Sorry, I say a lot and take long gaps to get in my thoughts. I'm not used to talking for long, long periods of time just by myself. Actually, let me get into this, since this is about how I got into audios. So, like, when I started, like, doing audios, I, first off, never planned to, because I, like, hated my voice. I thought it was very deep for a female, and things like that. So I used to have anger issues as a child, and used to yell and scream all the time. And I used to get, like, those bumps on my vocal cords a lot that you get, like, with strep throat and stuff. Because I would get it all the time, too. And so yelling didn't help. And then one time it just didn't go away.
And so I had to get surgery on my vocal cords where they had to cut them off. And so since then, my voice has been kind of raspy and it gives out on me and I can't talk very loudly or like yell anymore that well, or like my voice just goes, ah, and stuff like that. But so when I was in like Deadly Server, you know, in this community, people just kind of like flirt with each other, not seriously, you know, and then I just turn on this voice and I'm like, oh, I would make you feel good. And I did that jokingly, and the reaction it got was just really fun and funny, and they're like, oh, shit, Barry, like, goddamn, oh my god, and so I recorded a Safe for Work audio, that's the first thing I posted on my page, and it's awful, so stiff, so just awkward, recorded in the base in my basement with my AirPods, and then I asked for a microphone. Well, I was gonna buy it, and my sister mooches off my Amazon account, and she saw it there, and I told her about the thing I was listening to and stuff, and she ended up getting it for me for Christmas, and so then I just thought I would try, you know, and it helped that I had met people in this community already from being a fan. It still feels weird being like, I'm a boy, like a not safe for work VA, you know? Because it doesn't feel real, if that makes sense. Like, I still just feel like I should just be a listener? I don't know. And it's like a weird hierarchy that I noticed, and I've talked to other people about it, where it's this pretty big separation. I'm not explaining myself really very well. But, like, I remember talking to somebody recently, and they were like, Barry, I'm so surprised that you talk to us this much. And I'm like, what do you mean? And they're like, well, like, most VAs, like, don't hang out in servers that much. Like, not, like, fan servers, I guess. I was like, really? Just like, I don't know. Or someone was like, I don't know if I, am I allowed to ping you? And I was like, why wouldn't you be? And it's just like this weird dichotomy that I've yet to get used to. And I'm just sort of still figuring out my place in it, and just like, still feel like I'm figuring out the ropes. Especially like my third freaking audio is almost at a K, like when Grant 1000 upvotes. And I remember recording it and editing it like all night. And then I was in a VC with my friend while I was doing it, and I sent it to her. I was like, can you listen to this? And I was just like, it was scriptful for Assault _ Crunch's script, his first one. Because I love me some Slippery Slope. But so I was talking to my friend about it, and I was like, I don't know if I'm going to post this. Like, I'm not feeling good about it. I don't think I'm going to post it. She was like, post it, you know, you got to. So I made the post, went to bed. I didn't post it yet. I just like drafted it, went to bed, went to work early in the morning, came home from work, hit like post on GWA, and then took a nap. Woke up and it's like gaining traction faster than I ever expected. And this was like I said, like maybe like 2 weeks into me posting stuff, or 3 weeks or something. Not even, I don't even know. And I just kept posting on Twitter because I'm like, oh my god, like what? Like are you serious? And I was like, I've reached my peak. I'm out of here. Goodbye. It's just like still very like crazy to me. Very crazy that did so well. And it just like fuck, I got the potential to do this. And so yeah, like
Now I just do stuff. I don't post as often as I would like to, but I very much like writing my own stuff and trying to do it, even if it's not the best scripts. It's stuff that I find hot, and that's what the lady layer like told me to do when I first said I was gonna like start doing audios, and she's been so helpful this whole time, being my beta and like giving me tips and just being so welcoming and friendly. But she was like, do stuff that you find hot and other people are gonna find it hot, and words to live by. So yeah, I'm like on this path of where can I find this balance between audios and art. Obviously things will change when I graduate and I have more free time on my hands. Because hopefully this is something I'll keep doing. Because, like I said, I used to hate my voice, and now I do this. My cat just came in, if you can hear her. But now I do this, and I gained this confidence in my voice that it's like a power I didn't know I had. That's a weird way to say it. But it very much emphasized to me the power behind words and tonation of voice. Because I can just talk like this to you, and it means something different. You know what I mean? And so it's just like playing around right now, in a good way, and just seeing what happens and how things go, and trying to meet new people and just trying to find my place in it. And I'm very excited and very stressed, but feeling good. And so I hope you enjoyed these 30 minutes of me rambling on to you. I hope you have a good rest of your day. Bye.